Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Ooh, ooh. Nope, that isn't. I should not have had a glass of champagne before this, but someone had to clean out my fridge. Hey, everybody, what's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video podcasts, we put them up on youtube.com/Chris. Be sure to rate and review every episode as it helps our podcast out a lot. I am super excited to be back. We took off last week because it was my fault. But we are back. And while I was away, it's storming. Sorry, I have ADHD still. While we took a week off, I had this idea of like creating a weekly award for the most unhinged person I encountered that week. It could be on television. It could be in traffic. It could literally be a story I heard about somebody. But I thought it would be fun because the podcast is called Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Be sure to subscribe to it. No, I'm kidding. But this week's unhinged person of the week is Leah from Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I think she is originally from the New York franchise or was from the New York franchise. Regardless, she is absolutely off her rocker. There was this one housewife. So Real Housewives Girls Trip takes a bunch of different housewives from all the different cities. And like, so there's like a total of maybe 8 of them. All of them are from different franchises. They go on a trip together. They obviously know of each other because of like the Bravo sphere or whatever. And so one of these women from Miami was talking about how her husband died and then she found out he was gay and was having an affair with men and all of this. And so she tells Leah this whole story about like how at the funeral, her ex's lover was there who was a man. And it's just like this really intense story. Not even intense. It's just wild. And so she tells Leah one-on-one on one of the vans between like the elephant sanctuary or like some, they're in Thailand this season. So Alexia opens up to Leah about how she like is dealing with all of this new information she has about her old husband who's now dead and like all of this. So she's telling Leah this one-on-one. Then at dinner that night, one of the other housewives asks Alexia about her husband, her ex-husband, because that was like a storyline on like Real Housewives Miami. Sorry, this is like a really niche one. I'm super sorry, but as you can tell, all I've done this week is watch Real Housewives. And so at dinner, the dinner that night, one of the housewives asks Alexia about her husband, and Leah sits there the entire story going, God, this is so boring. Oh my God, I've already heard this story. Oh my God. Like, at the same dinner table, it's not like it's like a banquet hall. It's like a 10, like five on each side, maybe. And she's just sitting there. She's like, oh my God, I'm literally so bored right now. Oh my God. Like, obviously there's editing and stuff, but like, she's still sitting at that table going, oh my God, this is so brutal. Like, oh my God, I hate this. Like, and then she like passed out in a rest, or she complains the whole, yeah. Anyways, she wins Unhinged Bitch of the Week because I could not imagine. Like, yeah, she told you one-on-one. If she was telling the group over and over, I'd say fine. But, oh my God, I just could not believe. Clearly, Alexia was, like, very still, like, working through. It was just crazy. She's sitting there, oh my God, I've literally heard this story so many times. And then she was, like, annoyed that all the women were calling her out for being bored. I was like, she was like, I did not say that it was boring. What she said was, this is a snooze fest. Like, anyways, it's God. I mean, I was going to say Bravo, but this is on Peacock. Peacock really did that. I mean, it is so insane. Now, we are recording this episode 11 hours before I leave for Lake Tahoe. And I'm going there for my older brother's bachelor party because he's getting married. It's so crazy. I and my little brother are the best men. We're sharing the responsibility. And I just want to say a huge shout out to my little brother, David. This bachelor trip would not be happening without you. Like, if you were not here, I called my older brother, whose bachelor party it's for. And I was like, so are we renting a car? And he goes, I thought, like, I don't know, you would have those answers. And I was like, no, like, now that I say it out loud, totally, totally, totally. But, like, oh, my God. Another thing we should have learned in school, like, weddings. What the f***? Why do I have so many responsibilities? Mike, if you're listening, truly, I love you till the end of life. But, no, they're not but, but, like, but. What? Like, I can barely like book an Airbnb for my own trip, let alone with like 10 other people I've met once when I was in high school because they were my brother's roommates in college. Like, I am looking forward to it because it's going to be just like a chill weekend of like fun. But I'm also just like, is this going to be so disappointing? Because he was like, I want to go on a boat, let's golf. But like in Tahoe, it's like cold right now. So, like, boats are expensive. Like, oh, my God, boats? It was, like, $848 an hour. Okay, got it. Noted. What? Like, guys, I think we're doing like, the podcast. Let's get an unhinged boat, split the profits four ways. Like, what are we doing here?
Get a big boat, and then you guys can, like, shoot golf balls off the bow.
You're so right. And then also we could podcast on it. So then it's just really getting its money's worth. You're so right for that.
And then you could be Captain Chris.
And that's where you lost me, Jake. That's where you lost me.
I was asking Jake. I didn't know what you were doing this weekend. So I was like, can we do the podcast one day while he's gone? And now I'm just imagining you doing it on the boat.
No, I was telling Jake, I was like, I could bring my stuff and like pray the Wi-Fi is good. And then I was like, Chris, if you think there is going to be a quiet place in this house filled with 10 other men, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind, let alone during basketball season.
Oh, my God.
You are out of your mind.
So what has your other brother planned?
My little brother hasn't, like, really planned anything because I did I did say that I would do all of that, which in my defense, I did. Like, I did call the golf courses. I did look up boats. Like, I did all of this, but my older brother isn't like me, where I'm like, I'm willing to spend a little more just for this like moment. My older brother is like, so he's like, I don't want everybody paying a lot of money. I don't want to do this. So there's also been like that little difference. I don't know. Wow, that glass of champagne is hitting me like a 100 milligram edible. But I did book us a rental car, my first one ever, guys. It's a Suburban that I realized that I have to drive because my name is on it. And now knowing that information, I would have, in fact, yes, gotten a smaller car. So yeah, I got us a Suburban. I did help a lot with the Airbnbs. My little brother was just really good about like the coordinating. Like he took on just the incredible task of having to go through all of my brother's friends that he wanted at the party and initially split them up into groups of who knew each other and then would be like, hey guys, this is what we're thinking. Let us know if you're out. Let us know. So he did like the preliminary group chats. Then he did the like the filtered down group chats. And then he did like the group. I don't have a single person on this trip's number saved in my phone. Point blank period. It is literally Mike Clemens, Dave Clemens, bunch of fucking numbers. I mean, I don't know who is saying what in these group chats. But I am just like, woo, woo, let's party. And I also realized, speaking of let's party, Lake Tahoe is in California, which means Papa's going to the dispensary.
One thing, Chris, very important. I went to Tahoe and I got a ticket there. There are a lot of cops on the road, so just be aware of that.
What'd you do?
Yeah, wait.
I didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't.
Good answer. Thank good you. Answer, as we Thank learned you. From our Trump indictment for dummies.
I don't know.
No, but that'll be fun. I feel like Lake Tahoe has casinos and a good bachelor vibe.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. So, like, the only open golf courses are in Reno. So, okay, for people, I mean, like, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. It's just because I literally learned this from looking at Google Maps so much on Airbnb. Lake Tahoe is like split in half by the Nevada-California state line. So like half of it is in Nevada and half of it is in California. So when we were looking for Airbnbs, that was like a whole, oh my God, a whole f-ing nightmare. Also, people just like back out of these parties. And then don't tell you until you're like, hey guys, super excited. And they're like, actually can't come. Actually.
Ew.
Oh my God. My brother's friends don't know me at all. And they're about to really fucking know me. I literally was like, Chris, don't go off. I know exactly how you would want to address this. You cannot do it. So I was like, hi, if everyone could let us know if they cannot make it on their own initiation, with their own initiative, that would be really wonderful. Because like we got an Airbnb for like 13 people and then all of a sudden five of them dropped and we're like, okay, so it's for 8 people? Like, okay, so we have to get a fully new Airbnb. Anyways, this is like...
You're going to make friends.
Yeah, at the casino.
Yeah.
What happens in Tahoe stays in Tahoe.
I love casinos, but I learned that there are casinos in Reno. So... the only golf courses are open are in Reno. And my brother was like, that's a far drive. And I was like, I mean, but who, for what?
Yeah.
I mean, like we're in Tahoe for 4 days or whatever. Like what long drive for where? And so I'm hoping we go to some casinos because I love gambling. I love it.
No, I think there are some in Tahoe. There's like Harry's. There's a bunch of like big.
She's like, I think there are. There's like Harry's. There's the gambling gambler. There's the gabbler gobbler. Like, I mean, you're like listing off.
Chris, there's Hard Rock. There's Harrah's. There's Bally's. There's Harvey's. They're all Lake Tahoe.
Is that how you pronounce it? Harrah's?
There's Harrah's and Hard Rock.
But is that how you pronounce it? Harrah's?
Oh, am I wrong?
I don't know. This whole time I've been calling it Haraz. So
I think that's a better name regardless. Haraz.
Haraz sounds like a lot more like a casino than Haraz. Haraz sounds like a place that like, it's like the off-brand Chuck E. Cheese. It's like Haraz.
It sounds like you won.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it is Haraz.
Hurrah.
And I think Harvey is what I meant when I said Harry.
It's okay. No matter what, I thought of Harry Styles. So,
and it might be snow. There might be snow there too.
It's going to be like mid-60s. So I'm kind of f-ing hoping not, because then I have to completely repack my suitcase, which I, for once in my life ever, felt confident that I packed correctly.
Hopefully there's still snow in the mountains.
Yeah, or not. I mean, I don't really care. I think we're just going to like play like lawn games and drink and watch sports and go to like bar hop dinner.
Hurrah.
Yeah. And hurrah. Exactly. And hurrah. Now, before we carry on, I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. If you guys do not know, Helix Sleep is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique needs and wants in a mattress and it ships it directly to your door. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress just made for kids. Now, you might be thinking, Chris, how could I order a mattress over the internet without them knowing what I want? Good question. Helix has their Helix Sleep Quiz, and you can find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Now, when I took the quiz, I said what mattress size I wanted. I said that I'm a side sleeper. I like a medium firmness. And I got matched up with the Midnight Luxe. And let me tell you guys, this mattress I have had for years. Years, plural. And it continues to be one of the biggest constants in my life. Now, of course, Helix knows that there is no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial for you to try out your new Helix mattress, see how your body adjusts. And if you decide it's not the best fit, you're welcome to return it for a full refund, and they will even pick it up for you. On top of all of that, Helix mattresses are American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And remember, you get to try it for 100 nights, risk-free. Now, if you're looking to get a mattress that will give you great nights of sleep, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners when you go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That is helixsleep.com/unhinged. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. So go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Alrighty, we are back. No?
I just went like, I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, I thought
he's giving himself a
no. I was rocking. I was rocking with it, and then I like literally was. I was like, "Oh, something's wrong." Got it.
No, I just spazzed.
He's having a fit.
By the way, does your brother know about the trip at all, Chris?
Oh my god! Of course, my brother's no. My brother. Hello, Chris might have already pre-gamed the trip. No, of course my brother knows about it. I'm not planning a trip being the diametrical opposite of my older brother and not asking him a f-ing single question.
Okay, so it's not a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise, but he also was like very much, I don't want one. I'm like, shut the f- up.
I don't want one means I want one.
Well, I don't want one just means shut up, bitch. We've already started. Like, oh, shut up. Anyways, because this is just sort of like a fun, short little like pregame for the bachelor party episode, I thought we would just go right into some voicemails. These are like my favorite thing to do on the pod. Like, I love this podcast because of how fucked up y'all are. I mean, I'm sorry, Justin. I do think I just said the F word like 9 times in a row, which, guys, the reason I'm apologizing, we're trying to up my YouTube game because apparently I've cussed too much and YouTube hates me now. So, YouTube, will you forgive me?
You've been a very bad boy.
Yeah, and what else?
And I'm gonna start instituting a tip jar or a curse jar.
Honestly, I'm down. You can tell me how many times I swear in an episode, and I'll Venmo you like $2 per swear.
That's a hurrah for us. We'll make a lot of cash.
Hurrah!
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Woo!
Maybe it really is hurrahs. Now, something I love doing, like I just explained, but I just got sidetracked and there is champagne in my body. You guys can call in to the podcast and you can ask for my opinion, my advice. If there's a stupid debate in your life that you have with a friend, a family member, I know how I said Fran. I knew all of you. I was like, I can't look at them right now. I know they're going to fucking be laughing. But if there's any dumb debates in your life, Chris and his court is here to solve them. Just call in to 310-844-6459. Do you guys remember when I used to read that phone number off of like my little microphones? Guys, we need to do an episode in person together. Like, I'm going to die when that happens. Anyways, you guys have left us some voicemails and I don't know what they are, but we're about to find out.
Hi, Chris. My name's Abby.
Hi, Abby.
I literally love you, and I love Unhinged.
Thank you.
So get this. My sister's getting married this summer, and didn't ask me to be a f-ing bridesmaid.
I'm so jealous.
She had her friend, and my oldest sister, to be her maid of honor. But me and my little sister are not in it.
No, you're...
And super offended by that, because, girl, you've known these people for, like, 6 months. Goddamn. Whatever. But now she's saying that because she feels guilty, she wants me to follow her down the aisle and fix her train.
Oh.
Like, literally on my, like, bent over, just, like, fixing it and, like, holding it. And I don't want to do that. I'm going to be really honest. That is really embarrassing. Like, I can't imagine walking down the aisle behind her just fixing her trill.
You're not wrong for that. Anyway.
Is it rude if I tell her that I just kind of don't want to do it? And I know that sounds f***ed up, but girl, like, you didn't even want me in your wedding anyway. Like, do I really have to do this? Okay, just, is it rude? Okay. I love you.
I love you too, Avi. Here's the thing. I mean, weddings are so f***ing... And... Mike and Katie, love you. Like, obviously, I'm so excited for the wedding. Like, I do love weddings. Like, they are fun. However, I'm going to speak about weddings generally. And I think that they only make people feel awful. Like, literally awful. It's down to, like, the table placements. It's like getting sat at a table full of people you don't know when there's like a whole table of people who know each other and you're like, wait, where are the people that I know? You know, like, and then like this whole, like, who's in the bridal party? Who's the ultimate bridal party member or like best woman or whatever the f-ing phrase is.
It's like the MySpace top 8.
Yeah. It just like only makes people feel awful. Now I will say, as best man, I keep saying, like, Mike, if you're listening, my brother's not listening to this podcast episode, but if you are, so honored to be man of honor or whatever. Nice. You are so lucky that you are not involved in the wedding because it is so much pressure. Like I feel honored that my older brother, I mean, my older brother should have just picked my little brother. I would not have. No, I probably would have been hurt. He's so right. but like, it's a lot of responsibility for a monumental day in their life. And like the idea of f***ing anything up like that sounds awful. So no, I don't think it's rude. I think you should say, like, how about one of your like best women do it? Or like your dad, if he's in the picture, like, why doesn't someone already involved in the rigmarole fix the train? Because, yeah, that is like, what are you supposed to be walking behind her in case she shits herself and you pick up, like what? Oh, fix my train, wench. Like, that feels a little, that I would feel a little hurt being like, okay, so I wasn't good enough to be in the wedding, but I'm here to pick up after you. Got it.
I was feeling Cinderella vibes.
I was too. But at the beginning, I was like, okay, you and the little sis are like the lucky ones because you guys just show up and black out. Like, boom. You guys literally have the best jobs ever. I have to give a speech. Not that I like have to, but like I want to because why not practice some stand-up?
Just have a ChatGPT do it. Didn't we try? Oh, didn't we do that?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, wait, didn't we do my brother's wedding? It was cute, but it was like a little generic. Like, I need to humiliate my brother a little. Oops. No, I don't think it's rude. I think it's what will be rude is how you address this with your sister. Like, I would just be like, it doesn't make sense for another person to be involved. Like, make it sound like you really care about the outcome. Like, I just think it'll be a lot of people and like you won't want that and the videographers, I'll be in the way. Like, you know, make it sound like you care about the bigger picture instead of your picture, even though you only are here for the selfie.
Well, she said something like her sister felt bad that she wasn't part of the actual wedding party, so like threw her this bone. But maybe she could phrase it like, oh no, you don't have to feel bad. Like, I'm totally fine with just coming and supporting you and just phrase it.
That's so true. And also, like, bitch, I'm not a charity.
Yeah.
If I am, send me a check.
No, say, be like, oh, I'll just be your maid of honor at the next one.
Justin!
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, don't sweat it. I'll just be your maid of honor at the next wedding.
Oh, my God.
Justin, yes. That's diabolical.
That's brilliant.
Justin, that is diabolical.
And I think you're right. I think you're right. That might happen, Justin.
Yeah.
Wow.
You think her sister's getting divorced, Jake?
If he treats people like this, that's not the way to treat people.
Yeah.
That's everyone hates her sister.
Sounds like she makes the wrong choices to begin with.
Oh. Y'all said it, not me. I just laughed at it.
She picked the wrong sister to be the maid of honor. You think she picked the right partner to marry? Come on, baby.
I mean, she could have walked her. She could have had her walk down the aisle with somebody else, right, in tow. There were a lot of things she could have done.
Well, that's what I don't get is like, why not just add another two people to your bridal party? Like, I see. This is weddings are just so stressful for me for literally no reason.
Yeah, you can't split siblings like that. If you have three sisters, they all have to be.
Yeah, like that's crazy. The fact that my brother is, I don't even know how like two best men are gonna work, let alone like
if it was like a John and Kate plus eight style family, then I guess like some have to sit it out or whatever.
Yeah. Like one of them's gonna be the flower girl. Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah, but if you have two other siblings, just chuck them in.
Yeah, like I don't know. Weddings are so fucking weird. Everybody has like the most unique requests for their wedding, and I just don't get it. I like literally, her sister's probably like, I only want one best woman, and it's going to be my older sister, and that's why I chose it. I'm not going to have three best women. It's like, okay, I don't care. Oh, God, weddings are so fucking stupid. They're fun, but they're stupid. They're so fucking stupid. It's the price of a down payment of a house. What are we doing?
No.
Like, how did we get here? Oh, Hallmark. Just going to blame them. Let's hear our next voicemail.
Stormy baby. Just kidding. But my name is Kylie. I just want to say I love you, but I am calling after just looking at your Instagram stories and wanted to say something about your Sunday school runway.
Okay.
Bitch, you ate that shit up, Christopher. You might as well have taken that runway, rolled it up, and smoked it like a blunt. Yes, mommy, you worked that shit, ate it up.
Kylie, baby. Goodbye. Is that the end? Oh my God, you literally just came in. First of all, you stormy babied me, which like immediate hook, line, and sinker. And then you just blew so much smoke up my ass cheeks. Oh my God, thank you so much. If you guys are confused, there is a brand that I have loved for so long called Sunday School. And I like knew them. I had no idea at the time that it was like their beginning, but it was like, I guess, right at the start of their whole, you know, gig. And it's been years and years, and they just put on a fashion show on 420. And I have a vlog of it on my channel if you want like the whole visuals and everything. But they asked me to walk in it, and they like were so collaborative with me. I felt like Kylie, baby, I'm not the typical runway model, you know, I'm like 5'10 and shrinking, and I'm also like a 36 and growing. So like, I'm just not the runway standard, but they asked me to walk, and they were so like, which of these looks do you like? Which of these are you gravitating to? They made my fucking look for me cut, like, they took my measurements and then made it. Like, oh my God, I really felt like I really want to be a supermodel now. Not a supermodel, because I don't have that, but like a runway model. Oh my God, I had the best f-ing time. All you do is just like surf and you're just and you're like, oh my God, I loved it. I like don't know how to describe it, but like, oh my God, bitch, I loved it. And I felt so honored, and I was so nervous, and I like ate shit a little because like I was wearing like this whole bodycon outfit. Oh my God, why didn't I even talk about this at the beginning? Hello, dumb bitch alert. I was in this full like bodycon suit that like originally didn't like had a covered face, but that day they cut like a hole for my face because I obviously had to see, and then they glued it down with prosthetic glue. And like, so I couldn't get out of the outfit, and it is a onesie tailored to my body. So we had to cut like a pee slit so that I could pee. Like my hands, I couldn't use any of, I was trying to upload the podcast, a YouTube, Patreon 420 special, like patreon.com/Chris Commons. And I'm trying to do all the shit. So they had to like cut a slit on my I'm hearing this out loud. Backed into that corner. They had to cut like a hole by my wrist so I could like slide my hand out. It was just wild, but I was like, it's all for fashion, baby. I loved it, and I really felt like I like served, besides the part where I thought I was gonna like fall because my tulle skirt was just so voluptuous. But I was dressed as a blunt. And just before the show started, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to smoke while I walk. And they were like, honestly, the Sunday School people were like, sure, just, I literally don't care. Just do whatever. Like, just walk. Like, they were so stressed out. And I was like, so guys, should I like smoke or should I not? Like, should I come out with it already lit? And they're like, Chris, I literally don't know. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't hear no. I heard, I don't know. So, oh my God, it was just such, it was like the coolest experience. And I don't know. It just felt like it was such a different side of me. Like, oh my God, having to like be cool and hot and all of that shit is so not my, I'm not good at that. And so it felt so good to, I don't know, just like serve on a silver platter and say, purr, bitch. Anyway, oh my God, I'm sorry, Justin. I'm so sorry. So much. You're like, Chris, that's like 45 bleeps already. What's another? I'm so sorry. Oh my God. But it really was so fun.
I'm raking it in.
Justin's like, keep doing it, bitch. Keep serving.
Wait, what were you serving?
He said it again.
I was serving on a platter.
Wow.
No, I really will start Venmoing you $2 for every leap you have to do. No, 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 I really will. Because I feel so bad.
I'll put it towards our flights to Delaware.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, so slay. It's like paying myself. But yeah, it was so cool. And then to like post it all, I like didn't tell anyone this was going on. Jake, I think you literally found out like the day of, and I was like, I can't talk right now. I'm in a basement and I'm about to walk a runway.
I was like, we have an episode to get up. I was like, he was like,
Chris, you need to post the fucking podcast episode. And I was like, huh? Well, I'm in a basement and I also don't have computer access anymore because my hands our spandex. No, Chris, you can't even lie. You were pretty stoned. Okay. I was going to say, like, I was in a basement for most of the day because my call time was 2. I got dressed because they had, like, a photographer backstage doing, like, the looks, photos of each look. And so because mine got glued to my head, I couldn't get out of it. So I was just dressed like a blunt all day. So that was like pretty gruesome but oh my God, everybody there was like an actual model and was so hot and like so sculpted and toned. And then like there's me with like my fupa in a spandex bodysuit. Like it was just so, oh my God. And then people on the vlog I posted were like, Chris, you're getting fat. I was like, is this improv? Yes, and like, okay, I'm still funnier, hotter, better than you. So, bye bye. Good night. Good night, Moon. thanks, Kylie. That, like, really, oh my God, that Sam, I might have you send me that MP3 just so that can be like my morning alarm clock.
I know. I loved it.
That was serotonin. Oh.
She's so right, though. Chris, you modeling, I think, might be something you should do occasionally.
Yeah, I just got to get stretched out to be like 6 foot and then like also lose 45 pounds and a rib cage.
Stretched out? What kind of modeling are you doing?
I don't know. Maybe for some rubber band companies.
I don't think he understood the joke, Justin.
No, I'm short, is what I was saying.
It was genius.
It was your idea to smoke. I didn't know that. That's so cool. I thought that was like part of the whole.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, I had people like cheering for me in the audience and apparently no other model did. And I was like, oops, did this little Teletubby just break the norm? Is that what I just heard? It was cool though, because like I was looking around and like what they told me to do was like to act like what I served. And so I was like, okay. And so there were fans and they were like, Chris. And I looked at, and I was like, and then I was like, oh shit. They probably don't know that like that was a bit. But oh my God, it was just so, I don't know. It was just wild to not have said anything. And then to have people in the audience and every, like when I walked out, people were like, I could hear like these whispers of like, is that Chris? Oh my God, Crit. And it was just so, I don't know. It was just one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, I'm not washed up. Oh God, my self-esteem is in the gutter. Anyways, let's hear another voicemail. Oh my God, I hope it's like Kylie's. Kylie, baby, Stormy.
Hi, Chris and others. And I mean others in the most endearing way. Y'all are the best. I've been a long time listener and I have the stupidest debate that
no,
I need
to love. Let it out.
Between my best friend and I. And that is, how do you say when you have, okay, sorry. Do you say you have an itch to be scratched or you have a scratch to be itch? For the record, my best friend has it entirely wrong. I really hope that you're not wrong also. So yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. So, hey darling, whose name I didn't catch. I think you might be in the wrong. What it is you have an itch that you have to scratch because you're not itching. This is called scratching. Welcome to human actions.
Welcome to Itchy and Scratchy.
I'm like, what is, like, I'm like a human verb. Like, this, like, I am actively scratching because there is an itch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. See, I can't actually do these for too long because now I'm starting, I'm like, what's the meaning of life? Like, guys, like, I'm like, okay, scratch, itch, scratch, itch. Are these words? Who came up with words? Wait, oh my God, those people are dead. Oh my God, nothing matters. Oh my God, we are just matter. Oh my God.
It's word association. It's like beat poetry.
Maybe. Oh my God, I'm a model, a poet. I'm a crackhead. Yeah, it's... No, you scratch an itch. An itch, I would say, is like the sensation you feel that you need to scratch at.
Yeah, I think there's one bailout that she could have, which is, I agree with you, Chris, but if you have a scratch that becomes infected and starts to heal, then it's itchy. So I think...
Right, but yeah. That is still, what? An itch.
Correct.
Is that the word? Itch?
Itch.
Itch?
Well, it's a former itch that became a scratch, and then the scratch needs to be itched.
Itch is itch. The word?
Yeah. It's weird when you say it eight times.
Itch?
Itch.
Okay, I'm sorry. I keep saying it, but then it keeps getting more and more foreign. And I'm trying to like say it so it comes back, but it's not working. I am so scared. Like, itch?
Okay, itch? I do have one more voicemail unless you want to.
How do you even spell itch? I it C H? No, no, I itch.
Take off the B and you got itch.
Nice.
There's a B in itch?
No, but if you take off the...
Oh, bitch. Oh! I was like, oh, come on, silent letter. You better not speak. Got it. Okay, so am I smarter than a fifth grader? Apparently not. Let's do one more call, and then I think it's time to stop putting my lack of abilities on broadcast.
Hi, Chris. I'm just calling in because I need to be told if I'm being crazy or if I'm being a bitch or if I'm overreacting.
Okay, love that. This is where you turn to.
So I have a fiance. I have a baby. I own a house. I own a business.
She's bragging.
I'm 23 years old.
F*** off!
And I randomly came across my fiance's old dog's Instagram. You know how weird ass people make Instagrams of their f***ing dogs? So I came across that Instagram that I guess his ex is running of their dog. And I noticed that he liked all the photos. The most recent photo was from 5 days ago. And yeah, I noticed he liked it. Am I being crazy? Is this something to care about? Or is this not something to care about? I don't know. Okay, tell me. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So you have a stepdog? Is that... Am I correct in this? I'm genuinely asking because I just pondered life after I said the word itch 5 times. So,
like an estranged stepdog? No. Wait. It's her ex-boyfriend's... No,
it's her fiance's.
It's her fiance's
ex-girlfriend's split dog, and the Instagram is of the dog that they split that she runs, the ex.
I'm not sure they split the dog still.
Oh, so you think the ex-girlfriend has the dog full custody?
That's what I think. I'm not positive.
Okay, then I would say if the ex-girlfriend, so if your fiance's ex-girlfriend has full custody of the dog, which is a f***ing insane sentence, I think that that's fair that he likes and keeps up with the Instagram. However, asterisk. If the girl is also in the photos, that's a concern. That to me... That's a wrench in the, you know, how engines work or whatever.
But like, think about it like this. Like, who's receiving the likes? It's not the dog. It's the ex.
Whoa, you're so right for that. Wait, this dog doesn't have a blog?
That's true.
This is tough because I'm trying to think. Okay, if I was in a relationship and I got Booger, and then I lost custody of Booger, yeah, I would follow. Oh, would I? Yeah, I would follow and still like the account. I don't think that's weird. I do also think you should maybe also talk to your fiance and say, hey, do you just miss the dog or do you miss the ex? Maybe don't, because I've been single my whole life. So you're like 23, a business owner, you have a stepdog, you have a fiance, you have a house, you're Barbie, okay? And he's just Ken. Oh my God. Oh my God, she started that off with like the most perfect LinkedIn I've ever heard. She goes, am I crazy? I'm like, no, I am, because I don't have any of this and I'm almost 30.
She's like, can you believe he's still not over his ex?
Oh my God, maybe that's why she listed the whole resume. She was like, and here's what I got going for me. And this other hoe over there is just running an Instagram. Which I guess I am both of these people in the situation. So shit. I think it might be a little crazy of you. And then I also think it could be justified. This case is still open. It's gavel, gavel, gavel is what I'm going to say. Maybe call in and give some more information based off of the points we have brought up. Oh my God. The idea of like a, I don't know the words, so that's fine. Just like, oh my God, like a series of voicemails from the same person about the same issue. It's like carrier pigeon vibes. Like, we're getting the information like weeks later. That's so crazy.
Pen pal.
Yeah, pen pal. That's, yeah, totally. Okay, as we can see, I've reached my word limit for the day. So I'm going to retire this microphone just for this week. We will see you guys next week. And be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. I don't know what's going to happen, but you don't want to have FOMO, right? You can get it. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, youtube.com/Chris. Be sure to rate and review all of our episodes, or honestly, I'm not really sure. I keep going to like rank it or rate it, and it always has 5 stars. So I don't know if I'm like deleting old ones, starting new ones. Regardless, please just go give us a nice review, or don't, but just give us 5 stars, you know? Anyways, this is becoming a little desperate. Thank you as always, Sam, Justin, and Jake, for being here and making this podcast what it is. It would not be the same without y'all. And I am very, very appreciative. And I hope y'all have a great rest of your day, night, morning, brunch, shit break. I don't know. And honestly, I don't care. So sayonara.
Have fun in Tahoe.
Oh my God. I have to pack. It's 8:30. Shit.